been distributed.
I'd move amendment.
Senator Taylor.
Thank you. I'd move amendment number 14 and ask unanimous consent.
There is objection, Senator Taylor.
This returns or replaces the money that we have for the last year, or 3 years actually now, this is the third, allocated under the Southeast Energy Fund. This replaces it directly with the utility that has been utilizing it for the planning, design, and construction of a new power transmission intertie between Swan and Tyee Lakes. It fulfills the obligation that we have under previous legislation.
Is there debate? Senator Zara?
Thank you, Madam President. Although I think I would, under normal circumstances, agree with the sponsor of the amendment, I do have some concerns in that the money from the four dam pool has to go, at least a portion of it there, my understanding is there, and I could certainly be corrected if I'm wrong, into the maintenance and the repairs of the various projects that are included in there. And my understanding is there are a substantial amount of intertie lines that need to be repaired here in Southeast, as well as the tunnel or portions of the tunnel there on the Terror Lake. And in order to avoid the lawsuit now that is basically pending, and it possibly would be put on hold if this money were available for those repairs at this time, the projects, I guess, would have the opportunity, the way the contract is written, to take the revenue that is generated at this time and to put that right directly into the repairs of the intertie lines as well as the tunnel. And if that were to be done at this time, it could be some time before those projects, before those repairs are taken place. And if that does happen, then that means there that we're not going to have the additional revenue flowing back into the stream to meet the 40-40-20 obligation. And then as a result, I think there's a number of projects that are hurt, including the PCE. And once that happens, then the litigation triggers in again. And I understand we also have interveners that are out there that are entering into the lawsuit, which is going to cause us a considerable amount of time and delay, and even before we decide where these monies are being used. I don't have the legal or the technical background there to speak against this, but I think that if this money is not available, then the state is in litigation. The money is on hold there that would normally go in or come in from the four dam pool, and then that causes us some serious problems.
Senator Frank.
Yeah, I'd just say that I think we need a solution to the maintenance issue. I'm not sure the administration's plan was very comprehensive. I think this amendment would maintain the status quo for some additional time, and I would expect that the administration would come back with a plan that would make some sense in the next session. Hopefully they would.
Senator Taylor.
Very briefly, I share my colleague's concerns from Kodiak, and will work with him to stimulate the administration to come forward with a divestiture plan that can resolve this matter once and for all. To allow it to continue to fester is not appropriate. Hopefully by the next, long before the next session, we should have the governor and this administration working actively with these communities to resolve it. Thank you.
Is there further debate? Senator Halford?
2 years ago, I believe I cast the 11th vote on a bill that was a bad compromise. I think this comes out of it. I intend to vote for this amendment, but this is the last time I'm going to be going forward with that compromise, and I hope we'll be seeing some reappropriations next year of some of the money that was in that compromise.
Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, I guess I'm very much concerned about the timing here on this and whether this actually, if we've bought enough time to get us through this next interim, or whether this would have been a solution that would have kept us out of the courts. And like my colleague there from Rangel, I would like to see this resolved, and you know, certainly would like to support this, but I do have some reservations, and from what I've heard there, that we are going to be in litigation. There's going to be some serious questioning there as to whether the revenue stream is going to be available for these next 8 months there to make sure that we can keep the other obligations there of the revenue stream in place.
Set for the debate. Question is, shall amendment number 14 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the roll. Amendment number 14 has passed the Senate by a vote of 11 yeas and 9 nays.
Amendment number 15 by Senator Taylor, page 55 after line 24.
Senator Taylor.
Yes, with regret, I'll also be withdrawing that amendment.
16 by Senator Jaroff, add a new section that has been distributed.
Senator Jaroff.
Thank you, Madam President. I move amendment number 16.
There is objection, Senator Jaroff.
Thank you, Madam President. Throughout the course of the year, you know, we've had a number of students that have come in from particularly a number of the rural schools, and we have introduced them as being members of the CLOSA program. Unfortunately, this was not funded in the operating budget from either body, and as a result was not included. I think that this program is a viable program that brings our Alaskan youth into the Alaska government. They actually go through the process of reviewing bills, doing the research, doing a mock legislature. Unfortunately, they don't put in the same hours we do, but they do get a good idea of what we do go through in at least some of the debate on the floor, or at least in bills. And I think it's a worthwhile program, and again, it was unfortunate that this was dropped out or left out of both budgets, but I would hope people would take a look at this here and remember those students as they were down here visiting and talking with just about each and every one of us there, and taking back the knowledge that they've learned to their communities to share with their other students in the schools that could not all participate.
Question is, shall amendment number 16 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the roll. Amendment number 16 has failed to pass the Senate by a vote of 8 yeas and 12 nays.
Amendment number 17 by Senator Adams. Been distributed.
Senator Adams.
Thank you, Madam President. I move amendment number 17.
There is objection, Senator Adams.
Madam President, if we go and look at the operating budget, I think with all the agencies, there's one, I think there's a hole there, that insufficient funding, and that happens to be corrections. And in order not to ask for a supplemental or a smaller supplemental, or in case the veto of Senate Bill 135, that will leave a $2.7 million hole, what this amendment does is if there's any lapse fund in the correction budget, that it goes back to help with this particular shortfall, or in case the veto of Senate Bill 135, and that's all this amendment does.
Is there a debate? Senator Halpin.
I don't necessarily think there'll be any lapse, but I believe that is all that this amendment does. I withdraw my objection.
Is there a further objection to Amendment 17? Hearing no further objection, Amendment number 17 has been adopted.
Amendment number 18 is not being offered. Amendment number 19 by Senator Hoffman.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move the amendment.
There is objection, Senator Hoffman.
Amendment number 19 makes an appropriation to the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association from the balance of the rural electrification revolving loan fund. There's approximately $240,000 in this account. And with the passage of the welfare bill, we're going to need all the assistance we can in making sure that the people out there get the utilization of the resources, and I would encourage the members to support the resolution. I mean, the amendment.
To debate. Question is, shall Amendment 19 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the roll. Amendment number 19 has failed to pass the Senate by a vote of 9 yeas and 11 nays.
I have no further amendments.
That was the back page of number 4.
The section you have there was just a copy of portion of the amendment that was Senator Donnelly's language, which wasn't clear in the amendment.
Senator Halpern.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 268, Finance, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place in final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 268, Finance, MS, and Act, making and amending appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Question is, shall the Senate CS House Bill 268, Finance, amended Senate, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote. Senate CS for CS House Bill 268, Finance, amended Senate, has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and 3 nays. Senator Halpern.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 268, Finance, amended Senate, be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage for Senate CS CS House Bill 268, Finance, amended Senate, will be considered the vote on the effective date clauses. Senator Halpern.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 268, Finance, amended Senate, be considered the roll call on the budget reserve fund sections.
There is objection. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the roll. The Budget Reserve Fund sections of Senate CS CS House Bill 268, Finance, amended Senate, has passed the Senate by a vote of 15 yeas and 5 nays.
CS Senate Bill 136.
Senator Halpern.
Do we stand at ease till I figure out what time tomorrow is today?
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will please come back to order. Senator Halpern.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate bills, is it 136 and 121, be returned to the Rules Committee.
Hearing no objection, Senate bills 136 and 121 have been
removed to the
Rules Committee. Senator Halpern.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the remaining bills on our calendar be held for tomorrow's calendar.
Hearing no objection, the remaining bills on today's calendar will be held to tomorrow's calendar.
Are there any reconsiderations that weren't taken up? Okay.
Yes, House Bill 20. It's on my list.
207 is on the calendar. Now, 207 was brought up and put on the calendar and then moved to the bottom of the calendar. So 207 is on the calendar.
To what?
Yes. No, it's not on the written calendar because it was a reconsideration.
House Bill 20 was apparently also taken up and is at the bottom of the calendar, so it will appear on...
Put the calendar there.
Tomorrow's calendar.
Okay. I would announce the Finance Committee meeting at 1 o'clock tomorrow today.
Is there unfinished business? Senator Miller?
Notice reconsideration on House Bill 120.
Is there further unfinished business?
Yeah. Unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Senate stands adjourned until 2 p.m. Tuesday.